Hear the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. The same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered around him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprung up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns had no root. They grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and produced grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears, let him hear." Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what has been sown in his heart. This is what was sown along the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet he has no root in himself, but endures for a while, and when tribulation or persecution arises on account of the word, immediately he falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and it grows unfruitful. As for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. He indeed bears fruit and yields, in some cases 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. This is the word of the Lord.
Could I have some helpers, please? I'd like some young helpers. There's food in it for you, if you want. Anyone who's interested. No one wants to help? Also, I need to get rid of this as well. And my iPad needs to turn the right way up. That's better. Yeah. Okay. Good. Right. There's really no one helping. Oh, you're going to help. Oh, brilliant. Thank you. Let's just shift this table. Okay, well, I'll keep the food then. Okay. Good. Right. That video was a bit fast, wasn't it? You don't have to. Thanks very much, Luke. Let's look at this a little bit deeper, because there's some really useful things here. And we're going to explain it, and then Arnold will read it again from the Bible, and then we'll really understand it deeper. And then we'll have a few moments to think, what can we do with it? So, hopefully we'll get a slide up showing a farmer sowing some seeds. Will we? You should be a slide. Hey, right, good stuff. Okay, so that's a farmer sowing seeds. That's actually rice seeds. Here I've got some other seeds. These are corn seeds. They're all dried up, but if we planted them in the ground, gave them some water and some sunlight, they were grown to corn plants. Do you remember what Jesus said about the seeds? What is the seeds showing us? Now, I've got no helpers, so people are going to have to shout out. What does the seed represent? What is it showing us?
Faith.
Not quite. Close, but yeah, that's right. More literally, it's the word, God's messages to us. And what happens when we trust God's word to us? Now, different question. What happens when we trust God's word to us? Does something good happen or does something bad happen? Yeah, okay. So the good is the plant that grows from God's word. That's the key thing. Just like the farmer wants to grow healthy plants, God wants good things to happen by us listening to his word. So Jesus showed us three different ways a seed would not grow into a healthy plant. That means three different ways that his words to us could not make good things happen. So let's start with the thorny plants. That was the third in the story, but let's start with that. Now, thorns look like this. If anyone was wanting to look, I have a thorn, genuine with spikes on it. It's pretty vicious. You do not want to even brush past this. But these things grow. And if the next slide comes up, then we'll see a patch of thorns. This is what you get if a lot of these grow up. They grow fast, they grow thick. They cover everything. What would happen if I sowed some of this seed into that patch? What do you think? Would it grow? But yeah, it just won't get enough sunlight. What if the thorns were a bit smaller? Next slide, please. What if they're like this? Would the seed grow then? Yeah, that's right, it would start. But you're right, the thorns have got a head start. They would grow as well. And so your seeds would be competing with the thorns, and eventually there would be so many thorns, again, covering, shadowing the plants, that they wouldn't grow well. And that means, okay, you might have your plant alive, but it wouldn't be giving a good harvest. Now, here's where the adults probably need to help most, or anyone can answer, of course. Do you remember, or do you have quick access to Matthew 13, verses 19 onwards? What two examples of real life the thorns are representing? Two things Jesus named. You might remember it from the Matthew 13, sorry? Very good, yeah. First one was the worries in this life, things that we worry about. I have a friend. She started to believe and trust God. And it was really good. But then she came to a period in her life when it was just full of problems. And she was like, oh, I can't handle this. And she stopped coming to church, stopped even praying, because she felt she had to solve her problems. All the experienced Christians here say, oh no, that's the wrong way around. We know God's family, the church, helps us solve problems. We know that God's Spirit helps us to be strong and to worry less. But she stopped. And let's face it, that is a way that we human beings sometimes act naturally. If we have worries, we'll think about the worries, spend our time trying to fix them. Sometimes we may forget God. The other one you named was money and the love of money, the idea of getting more. In those days, being rich meant you got respect. Nowadays, we should also think about getting respect in this category, or maybe having enjoyment, because that's something you can get with money as well, isn't it? So we've got to think about things like, are we cool at school? Do we have the best Instagram posts? the most likes? Have we watched all the important TV series that everyone is talking about? Have we got the best clothes? Not that those things are bad or anything, but does spending money on clothes stop us giving money away? Or does spending time with uncool people do something bad for our reputation? Or does spending all our time on those binge TV series, does it stop us learning about God? Second example. Some seeds did grow into plants, but they were in rocky, shallow soil. So, well, you can't see it from here, but here is a seed tray full of seeds that have just about started to grow. But yesterday I did something pretty cruel. I left them out in the sun. And the soil is not thick, and they're not going to do well. I might be able to save them tomorrow with a bit of water, but they're not doing well at all. Do we sometimes start trusting God, start trusting God's word, and it starts doing something in us, but then it dies off? What might be an example of that? And here's a really obvious one, but maybe not. Do we know how much we're loved by God? Do we know how much Father God loves us? What type of love does he have for us? We know Jesus was sent to die for us. Do you know how he feels about us? The long hug, the cuddle that Father has in his heart for us. Do we know how he's watching what we do and appreciating every single moment, every single step, every single decision? Is Father God really a father like that? Well, yeah, actually. Romans 18, verse 15, Galatians 4, verse 6. They remind us that the Holy Spirit shows us that relationship with Father God. Listen to the Galatians one. And because you are sons, God has sent the Spirit of his Son into our hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. And Abba means daddy. It's a really warm feeling, family word. So Father God is enjoying seeing us just as we are, every moment of our lives. Do we even feel that? Well, sometimes, I'll just divert a little bit. Sometimes I think I feel God's presence. I mean, in this church, almost every time after communion, when we're singing again, have you noticed something happens? There's this kind of change in the atmosphere. It seems to be a real pattern. And lots of times in the informal service, there's no pattern for that. But just now I had to blow my nose because I've been shedding a few tears during the worship. You never know how or when, but God touches our spirits. Some of us may not notice it as much as others, but still, these sort of things happen. And God is showing us his love, however old we are. Can that knowledge of Father's love be taken away from us? Maybe by some feelings we have, or by our surroundings, what's going on around us. If people are shouting at us, if we're a child who's being shouted at constantly, if we have a bad time in our lives, will we still remember how God actually really loves us? Where we remember that. In a few moments, we'll have time to think about how to make the truth go deeper into our lives, making our soil deeper for the seeds to grow. And then the third, or the first, example Jesus said that some seeds didn't go into the soil. They stayed on the top, where the ground, it happened where there was a pathway. The ground was hard and flat. And what happened then? Birds came and ate up the seed. So what does this mean? What's this picture telling us? Well, like the farmer who's scattering the seeds, God tells us his word, but what happens? It doesn't go in. And then it just disappears again, like it's been taken away before it even grows. So what does that mean in reality? Well, maybe God says to us, you can know my love better. But somebody else says, God doesn't exist. Or maybe you need to do everything right in order to know God's love. If we believe the untrue things, then we won't even try to know God's love. So a lot of people have a belief in their heads that Christians worship God without really knowing that he's real. That's going to stop them hearing God's messages. It's one of the reasons why our church made this target to invite lots of people to see church, or to see the church life, whether that's a barbecue or some special event or whatever. We need to let people know so that at least they can say no if they want, but at least they know what they're talking about. How can we take the seed in? How can we take God's word in? And there's a hint in the Bible text. This is a difficult one. So what makes the difference between hard ground and not hard ground? Anyone? Anyone got the Bible text in front of you? Yes, she knows it. Yes. Yeah, sometimes we need to understand it better, and then we can hear it. So what might that mean? It might mean going on an alpha course. That's a fun way. Joining a small group, reading some books. There are lots of ways, but the best ways that we can are when we help each other to be ready to really hear God's word. Sometimes we'll hear bits of it, but we'll filter out other bits of it because can't be real, can't be true, disagree. Sometimes we need to understand it better and then it'll actually come into us. So we've looked at three different ways. Seed can land on hard ground and then it can get taken away by the crows. Seed can land on shallow ground and it can grow and then stop growing, maybe even die. Seed can land among plants, thorns, and they'll grow above the seedling. It doesn't get strong enough to make a harvest. But there was one more situation in this story. Remember what it was? The good soil, that's right. Those seeds landed in the good soil, and they grew, and they grew, and they made more seeds. And that's what the farmer wants, isn't it? That's how we get rice to cook, wheat for making bread, corn for making popcorn. That's what God wants for us. It may take some time, but God will make good with our lives. Okay, what we're going to do then, we're just going to give ourselves, just before the worship starts and the confession, we're going to give ourselves about 1 minute to think and ask God's help. How can I become a better soil to hear your word better? So Father, help us. Help us to know in practical ways or in spiritual ways. Help us to be open. And we pray now that if there's something you want to show us, to highlight so that we can change, Lord, we pray for your help.